Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Sandoval, the next voice you're going to hear is our panel lead, Mr. Johnson. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, and we also have a phone call we need to add. I know you have a supporter out there. Just give me a second because I need to pull the cover sheet. Yeah, I have it. I just didn't pull this case file yet. So just give us a moment, Mr. Sandoval, and we're going to patch in on the phone call Ms. Catherine Sandoval.
Yes.
Your wife, who would like to participate telephonically in this hearing. So just one moment, okay, sir?
Thank you, sir.
Try this again just to make sure. This is Lee Quinones with the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We're trying to patch in a phone call with Mrs. Catherine Sandoval. This is a number that was provided to us, and it doesn't sound like who the message was for. So if this happens to be the right number, you can call back the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency at 602-542-5656. So 602-542-5656. Thank you, ma'am. Sir?
Yes, sir.
We tried to call the number that was provided to us, to Mrs. Catherine Sandoval. We got an answering machine that wasn't answered by a woman named Sandoval. Do you have a different number for us?
The number that I have would be 514-833-5144.
Okay, we're going to try it again.
This
because
is 541?
Yeah, we were given 541. So we're going to try it again, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thanks. Executive Clemency. I'm trying to get a hold of Mrs. Catherine Sandoval.
Yes, that's me.
Ma'am, we have a note that you wanted to participate in a revocation hearing with who appears to be your husband.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. What we're going to do is patch you in to a conference call. And you'll be able to listen to the hearing, and there will come a point near the end of the hearing where we will ask if you have anything to offer the board. Okay, ma'am?
Okay, well, I already sent my letter, so I think I have anything else to say.
Okay, so did you want to stay on the phone call?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go ahead and patch it in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Sandoval?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I am going to go ahead and hand the hearing over to our panel lead, Mr. Michael Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing this morning. But prior to doing that, could you just please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record, sir?
My full name is Michael Robert Sandoval. My ADC number is 208-260.
Okay. So the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones, who's acting as the board chair today, you have the Honorable David Mill, and my name is Michael Johnson, so I'm going to be acting as your panel lead. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections is Mr. Turner. He's representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, okay?
Yes, sir.
certifying your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You call receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
So on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf at a hiring licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm sorry, sir?
Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in, along with your wife, Mrs. Sandoval, who may be speaking at this time, okay?
Yes, sir.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Ms. Catherine Sandoval?
No.
Mr. Turner?
I do, and I need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Okay.
On the bottom, where it says date of release, TIS all the way to the right side, CSED, SED?
Yes.
It says 1/5/2019. That is incorrect. It should be
1/23/2019.
Okay, Mr. Sandoval? Yes, sir.
So they made it a correction to your warrant. Your since end date is actually January 23rd of 2019. Is that correct, Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It was 1/5 January 5th, and it's actually January 23rd, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision has been, the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you, Mr. Sandoval. As I read those allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about February 13, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
All right, thank you. Okay, sir, the second allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1159 South 4th Street in Cottonwood, Arizona, on or about February 16, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
Okay, thank you. Then the next allegation states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your leaving the state of Arizona without a written travel permit on or about April 28, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is false, sir. True, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. Well, based on the admission of Mr. Sandoval, I'm going to move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his community supervision, that he may have or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Sandoval, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or to reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
We're going to start out phase two, sir, with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, and then we're going to get any information that you or Mrs. Sandoval would like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Sandoval was released from ADC custody on 10/23/2017 and arrested on 5/22/2018 by Customs and Border Patrol in Canada for illegally crossing into Canada. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 6/7/2018 with a CSED of 1/23/2019 with 0 absconded. Current conviction, 2011, commitment E, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 3 years. 2011, commitment E, count 2, criminal impersonation, 1 year, 6 months. 2011, commitment F, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 7 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2006, commitment A, count 1, aggravated DUI, 6 months. 2006, commitment B, count 1, aggravated DUI, 2 years and 6 months. 2005, commitment C, count 1, burglary 3rd degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, commitment C, count 2, burglary 3rd degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, commitment C, count 3, theft, 1 year. 2008, commitment D, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2008, commitment D, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with drugs, forgery, promoting contraband, bribery, and threatening noted. Other arrests, 2006, theft, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2006, burglary 3rd degree, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2006, possession, sell marijuana, Arizona felony conviction probation. Prison GP score of G6, V6.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Sandoval, when you were released, and approved to reside with your grandmother, Arlene Sandoval, 1159 in South 4th Street in Cottonwood, Arizona. You maintained that residence until February 14th of 2018. So why did you leave that residence?
What it was, so that I was having trouble finding work in the small town of Cottonwood where I pulled to.
Uh-huh.
I had talked to my parole officer about transferring or moving to Phoenix to find work. She told me, she said it would not be a problem, but I would have to wait for the transfer from my parole in Cottonwood to be transferred to Cottonwood, to Phoenix. And what happened was I ended up having to take care of some warrants that she wanted me to take care of. And when I was up there taking care of those warrants, I ended up finding a job with Safety Services, which is an ACI job that was provided at the Arizona Department of Corrections in Yuma. And they actually have a base there in Phoenix. So when I got hired with them, I thought, honestly, I could just, with the work, I thought I was doing the right thing, but I realized I wasn't now, but I thought I could just check in once a month to my parole officer and until my parole got transferred, and that decision was wrong.
Okay. All right, so let's see that you, that you were working with Sure Build Construction. Did you
Sure Build?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Where was that at?
That was actually right there in Cottonwood when I first got out.
Uh-huh.
And when they released me, I was having trouble finding work. And with me, I thought I had a plan in my head where I would be able to just, I'd be able to hit the ground running. I'd be able to get my life on track. And it was frustrating that it didn't work out like that.
All right. So is that you were referred to tasks with random urine specimen, that you were responsible for submitting 5 UAs. You submitted 1 negative urine specimen, and then you failed to submit a urine specimen on November 30th, December 22nd, January 30th of 18, and February 13th of 18. Then they referred you to a substance abuse. Did you relapse? Why did you fail to submit urine specimens on those days, sir?
Honestly, I was never told to enter a substance abuse at all.
Uh-huh.
When I first got out on my parole, I met with a parole officer in Flagstaff, and he told me that I needed to take drop a UA, which had been my first UA, and then my parole officer was transferred to another parole officer. And I was not using, I can honestly say that, but I didn't go drop. I mean, I wasn't told again. It was my mistake. I messed up. I should have been aware of the situation.
Okay, well, it says that they told you that you were to call in every day, and you signed the paperwork that you call in every day, and when your color code of the line comes up that you have to go drop. Were you calling in every day, sir?
I was not calling in every day, no sir.
it says that you were to report to the Flagstaff Parole Office on February 16th of 2018. Why didn't you report there, sir?
When my parole officer found out that I had moved to Phoenix, she told me that if I didn't come back to Conway, that I jumped the gun, that I was supposed to transfer back, that I was not supposed to be living up there. And when she threatened to violate me, she threatened to violate me. I got scared. She did call me back and told me that she was not going to violate me, but I was still worried that I was going to be violated, and that's why I did not report, sir.
Okay. By customs in Canada.
What happened was just with me and my wife trying to start our life. I know that with me absconding my parole, that I couldn't have any police contact. What it was just my wife couldn't work here in the States with her visa at that time. We're in the process of getting her visa now. But at the time, she couldn't work here. Everything was relied on me as far as the bills, the paying the apartment, and stuff like that. I financed the car when I was working with safety services. So I had a bunch of financial stuff above me that I had to take care of. And with her not being able to work, she's in a union with a modeling in Canada. And they were threatening to drop her from that union because of that she wasn't showing up because she was with me. Because that we were starting our lives together here in the States. She needed to go back to Cottonwood so she can focus on her goals. And with me, just, I followed my heart, sir. You know what I mean? Honestly, that's my wife. I will do anything for her. I made the wrong mistake. I realized that I went about it the wrong way. We made the wrong choices. And with her going to Canada, with her going over there, and me not knowing what I was going to do, I just thought about, I just tried to find a way to get across, honestly, so I could be with her.
Okay, so when you got stopped at the border, what happened? Did they just check your ID, or what happened?
Yes, sir. They asked for, when they stopped me, they asked for my ID. I gave them my Arizona license. It was either I get caught or I make it. And I know that nobody can run forever. I know this. You know what I mean? At some point, I have this hanging over my head, and I'm just blessed that is taken care of now. Before me and my wife have a family, before I wasn't there, or I can't be there for a pregnancy or my kid's birth, this is actually a blessing, sir, to have this all taken care of, regardless of what happens today.
Okay. All right, Mr. Sandoval, let me see if the board has any questions for you. All right, so no questions coming from the board. Mr. Sandoval, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Is there anything that you would like to present to the board at this time? Ms. Sandoval?
Yes?
Is there anything that you'd like to say to the board at this time?
Oh, well, he said it all. I mean, it was very hard to pay our bills, and I couldn't work. I mean, but he's a good person, and I think if you do let him out, we won't disappoint, and we will do everything the right way this time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Sandoval. Mr. Sandoval?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the board's about to go into discussion as we come up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, without repeating yourself?
Yes, sir. I would like to start off by just thanking you guys for this moment and the opportunity you're giving me. I'm not just saying thank you, I honestly mean it. And I also want to let you guys know that here back in prison, this is not where I need to be. This is not gonna be progress for me. I can't better myself here anymore, and since I've been here, I've tried to enter any program this prison has offered, and I just keep on being told that they do it by priority ranking, which is telling me that I'm not a priority since I can't even get on their waiting list, even though I'm someone who wants to program. I'm also too short to start college courses, and these college courses I need to take are for small business, and they're the key For mine and my wife's goal of opening up our own spa with her Pilates and my massage therapy that I've gone to school for. I just want to say I'm tired of this place. I'm just tired of everything about it, the violence and people taking advantage of the drugs, the doping. People just not getting what life's about. They don't see the bigger picture here. The reason why we were put here in the first place is to change our thought process and to do good, to be a better person, and just being around individuals that don't get it, it's frustrating. I thought if I stayed sober and I didn't break any laws, that would be enough to keep me out. I have a beautiful life waiting for me, I know, but I was wrong. I know that now, and the Lord showed me that I needed more. He made me realize that I'm not in control, that I need to do all that is asked of me, and also do the proper steps that is set before me, step by step. There's no shortcut. And I am sorry. I'm sorry that I'm here pleading for another chance, but I want it. I want it more than anything. And I would do anything set before me to prove to you, to my wife, my family, and myself that I am worth another chance. My plans start with your decision today. I do have a plan. I do have goals. And I know I need to build a strong foundation for mine and my wife's family and our future. I just hope that you feel that I am remorseful for my decisions.
Okay.
And that I do own up to them. I have no excuses. I made the wrong choices. I did.
Okay. Well,
but I'm genuine, but I promise you that I will complete any opportunity given to me.
Right.
Whether it's intense to halfway house arrest. But I know I have the discipline. I know I have the focus. I know I have the proper tools to succeed. I'm blessed regardless. And I know I have a wonderful life waiting for me. I just ask that you find it better to be sooner rather than later.
Okay.
I thank you again for letting me speak. I do thank you.
All right, Mr. Sandoval. The board's about to go into discussion, sir. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone. How about I need you to remain silent so you can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board. At that time, we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board is now into discussion. I thank Mr. Sandoval for being very sincere and very honest about how he feels and what he's doing, and the fact that he's been trying to get his life together. He made some mistakes, and he was in Cottonwood, and he was working when he first got out. He was working doing sheer build construction, and he said that job ran out, and he had to go to Phoenix to take care of some things with his driver's license, and he found a job there. And while he was there working for Safety Services, he changed his residence, didn't notify his PO. He said he thought he could just go every month and contact his PO, and that would be okay. And that was a mistake that he made. And then his wife was working and was from Canada. I'm assuming she was from Canada, but she belonged to a union in Canada, and they were giving her some problems about not being there. And at that time, they decided to go back to Canada, and his wife had to go back, and he was following his wife. And he said he was just taking a chance that he was going to make it or he wasn't going to make it, basically. So he went to the border. And they checked his ID, and he had a warrant, and they subsequently arrested him and brought him back here to prison. I think that Mr. Sandoval has really been honest. I think he's told us the truth. However, there's just, you know, some problems with what he's done, that he had a PO that was working with him. He didn't make any efforts to contact his PO and work with the PO, but even more disturbing is the fact that he did travel out of state and was going to Canada without the permission or authority of his parole officer to travel out of state. And had he been able to cross the border in Canada, I don't think he was going to be returning back anytime soon. So, you know, that still doesn't take away the situation that he still has that opportunity and may be able to do that again. So I think that it would be best, although he has about 6 months left on his sentence, he does have a release date of January 23rd of 2019. During this time, he won't be on any parole. He won't have to report to his PO. And if he wants to move to Canada and work with his family, he says he has a good life waiting for him, that he'll be able to go ahead and move forward with his life and not have any of these things trailing him, and also along with the fact that he did miss five UAs that he didn't take. He says he just wasn't calling in, although he was aware that he needed to call in. He didn't, and we don't have any idea what he was doing when he didn't take those UAs, although he said he was kept himself from drinking and he wasn't doing any drugs. He didn't relapse, but we don't know for sure. So, like I said, I think it would be best for Mr. Sandoval to go ahead and complete the rest of his time when he gets out, not be on any parole or community supervision, and can move on with the great life that he has waiting for him at that time. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Thank you.
Not okay, then I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Sandoval, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did miss five UAs, and we have no idea whether he was doing any drugs, and that he was arrested at the customs border in Canada, trying to go to Canada, leaving the state without the permission of his PO.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, and agreed, Mr. Neal. Mr. Sandoval?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. I do think that you've been totally honest with this board, sir, that you do have a great life waiting for you once you get out. You have about 6 months left on your sentence. If you complete that 6 months, continue to try to get in any program that you can get into while you're still incarcerated. Then when you get out, so you have a plan put together to go ahead and live that great life. You won't have any parole or community supervision to report to, sir, and you'll be able to live your life free and hopefully be a productive citizen, sir. Mr. Sandoval, I want to wish you the best of luck, and that hopefully when you get out, that great life that you have referred to numerous times, that you're able to put that together, sir, and put all these things behind you and continue to live a productive life from that point forward, sir. Mr. Sandoval, thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
All right, thank you, sir. I love you, baby.